Didn't I understand that since WBAI is going that it's changed, right? You told us many months ago, in fact, before the pandemic, you were telling us that the electric situation was going to change because BAI was making the whole building pay more. And are we now seeing WBAI paying its own electric bill on its own, or are we still paying the landlord, or what's happening with that?
Okay. Good question. The electric bill that we're paying is at Fort Anquer, the utility. The electric bill, the tower rent is about $14.50 in the budget, and the utility tower, which is on the budget, Row 138, it's projected at $1,545. But if I did put electricity for $388, then that is wrong. I think I removed it. If you caught it, that's a good catch. We are not paying electricity. Utilities office. I put utilities office $400. A month, so that's $4,800. I can remove that because we've got our space smaller. They rented one room to another company. We are no longer responsible for our electricity bill at $388. So that $4,800 on utility office line 108 will be removed.
Okay.
Yeah, and also, concerning the consultant, I don't know, you probably are familiar with Cynthia Dobek at NEDA. We've had this conversation ad nauseum. I told her, I gave her exactly everything that we have, the circumstances, the situation, and she addressed some of them. She gave me advice on how to deal with some of them. And so it's in Neta's hand. And, you know, she's pretty, very proactive. You know, she calls me once every 2 months and she's doing this and that. She has given me instruction or directions on things. I would not bow for her 100% because she also understands the situation of WBI and Pacifica with her financial situation. So, HR director trying to balance that whole thing out.
My ad on the stack if time is up for Berto.
Well, no, there's no time. This is the 20 minutes. You have to extend time.
All right. Actually, it looks like we're going to have to extend time for the meeting itself because we're supposed to, the agenda says end at 9:30, and we've got 6 minutes to that. So let's see about, you know, how late the folks want to go here with this tonight.
Well, you said everything 10 minutes. And leave it at that. 9:30. They'll take you to 9:32. 9:33.
I think people would want to ask questions for at least 30 minutes so that we can iron this out. And I'll get people the information they need so that when they come back next time, they can be better equipped so that we can go over this and put those things up and down with recommendations.
I want to look at it, Bertolt.
Okay, so Bertolt, do you want to extend for how long tonight?
I say 30 minutes.
Extend the time for the meeting.
Yes.
For... meeting.
Make it 25 and 30, like you said.
Well, hold on. Bertolt, you want to extend the time for the meeting by 30 minutes, right?
Yes.
Okay, so why don't we leave it at that, and we'll go along with what we've got for... now, timekeeper, let's see. What are you saying our situation is in terms of the item itself?
You did your 20 minutes. This is a 30-minute
extension.
Bertolt with questions.
All right.
the meeting as well.
Yeah, the next thing is questions on the FY22 budget, which I think it sounds like we're already in. So it sounds to me like the next agenda item and the extension of the meeting time will be congruent. Huh?
Yes.
So, okay.
Triangles are
right.
congruent.
So, so the motion is to extend... What was that?
30 minutes.
Okay. So the motion is to extend the time for the meeting by 30 minutes. Is there any objection to that? Now, if people should not flake off, all right? We have to deal with this, and if people don't want to stay that long, they probably had better pipe up about it and say they want to make it shorter, because if we do it 30 minutes, we really do need to have people be here.
I want
okay?
to make it shorter.
Okay, who's this?
Michael.
Okay, you want to extend the meeting for how long?
Let's wrap it up in 10 minutes.
10? Okay. So there's an amendment to make it 10 minutes. Okay. Why don't we leave it at this and have these two fight it out, okay? So there's an amendment to make this to make the meeting extension by 10 minutes. And is there any objection to that? Because if there's no objection, it goes through and the 30 minutes goes away. On the other hand, if 10 minutes loses, we go to 30 minutes and decide that, okay? Is there any objection to making the time for the meeting extended by 10 minutes?
I object.
Okay. Okay. So here we go to a fast, I hope, vote. And
do we have any discussion?
No. Extensions are not discussable, not debatable. Okay. So the motion, the amendment is to make it 10 minutes. Please answer up when you hear your name. Mike, Jack DePalma.
Yes.
William Heerwagon. William Heerwagon. I'll come back. Noel Jameson.
Abstain.
Abstain. Pat Logan.
No.
No. R. Paul Martin. Yes. Matt Mazza.
Yes.
That's a yes from Matt Mazza. Carolyn McIntyre.
Yes.
Yes. Bertold Reimers.
No.
Serene Roberts. Serene Roberts. I'll come back. James Sagerton.
No.
Jeffrey Stern. Jeffrey Stern. Okay, I'll come back. Neil Voss. Neil Voss. Michael D.D. White.
Yes.
Yes. Maria Skelton.
Yes, and thank you.
Maria Skelton, and going back to people we missed, William Heerwagon. William Heerwagon, last call. Okay, no reply from William Heerwagon. Serene Roberts. Serene Roberts, last call. Okay, no reply from Serene Roberts. Jeffrey Stern. Jeffrey Stern. Last call, no reply. Neil Voss. Neil Voss. Last call, no reply. And the bottom line is 6-4-3.
Paul, I'd like to change my vote, if I may.
Sagerton, yes?
Yeah, I apologize. This was to vote to extend for 10 minutes.
Yes.
I wanted to vote yes. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right, one second. Okay, so anybody else want to change a vote? All right. The vote is 7-4, 2 against, 1 abstention. Okay, which now means that it's this is the motion. So let me write that down. And the motion is now to extend for 10 minutes. Okay. To extend the time of the meeting by 10 minutes. All right. Is there any objection to that? I don't hear any objection, I think. So if there's no objection, it's passed without objection. Okay. Mr. Timekeeper, I have 2132. Okay, so this meeting is now extended by 10 minutes, and this next agenda item here is questions on the FY22 budget, and we're going to continue with that. So, are there further questions on the FY22 budget?
Mario.
Before Mario, I heard someone else.
I said before Mario.
Yeah, that's you. Yeah, it's you. Okay. And Mario, anybody else?
James.
Wait, did you get my at?
Yes.
Call?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Who? Anybody else for?
James.
What?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I've got. What I have so far is Anita Hawkins, Mario, and Sagerton.
Thanks.
Anybody
Will
else?
You use my correct
name? Oh, my godlessness.
And that is my...
Anybody else?
I don't want any harassment directed toward me, but that's been some experience. So please respect
the
name. I'm going to
call you by your name. Well, okay.
All
right. Anybody else want to be on this? So far, we have three.
L.
Who's that?
L.
Oh.
L.
Oh. All right.
L.
Yeah, I got you now. I got you now.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Anybody else? All right. Let's go with those four. First is Ma'at.
Thank you. In regards to the budget and Bertho's report, the phone system is so broken, and Russell, of all people, explained how you have to be obsessive to get in on a call as the host call for callers, et cetera. I've never had an experience, and other people have expressed this, where literally...
This is for questions about the budget.
This is a budget because he mentioned the cost of both Verizon and cable company, I guess it's Spectrum, the phone lines are completely broken, so you're not getting any of your money's worth.
Please, come get your underwear.
I didn't hear.
There should be an answer.
You want an answer from me?
Are you done?
Yes. The
okay,
phone
so you're
lines
done.
Are completely broken.
Just
all back right.
Up the questions, are, Paul.
Yeah, okay,
next
there
question.
Goes the... Okay, so there's a question, I guess. Next is Mario.
Okay, question to Bertold, or you, Mr. Chair. How do I get a copy of that email to me? And also, Mr. Chair, can you give out your email? And how do I get a copy or be able to view that? Can you explain that to the rest of us?
What's your email? Mario, right?
Mario made it, IT. Mario, Mario, Made, IT, at gmail.com. That's the same one for the longest. And our Paul, can you give out your email in case we need an excused absence or we need to email you?
All right. Excused absences really need to go to the mailing list. Now, what you can do is if you, you know, people at the meeting can get on the mailing list. It isn't like give this out so that everybody in the world can get on the mailing list because that makes it unworkable. But if people who've been to meetings want to be on the mailing list, they may write to me, rp rpm@glib.com. That's rpm@glib.com. And, you know, say you've been at this meeting, and if I've got your name, I'll, you know, and also, obviously, I'm going to get your email address from your email. I'll invite you onto the mailing list. Okay? All right.
If anybody else wants to email me the copy, that they're welcome to.
Can I ask a point of information, Paul? Bertol sent out this report, the economic, the budget for next year that he's talking of, yes? I'll look at it
later.
I'm not looking at it now.
He sent it out not long ago.
And I just forwarded it to Mario.
Okay.
Thank you, Bertol.
All right. So Mario, you're done there, I think? Okay.
I think so, Mr. Chair. That's it. Thank you. Till the next meeting.
Okay. James Sagerton, go ahead.
Thank you. Bertol, I want to go back to the profit and loss by month to the income. And
yeah.
I recall when we were budgeting this, we budgeted $100,000 a month for... I guess that was total listener support, which would include the small donations, the BI Buddy sustainer donors. And we came up with that number for $100,000 a month.
Yeah. Okay. So let me clarify. It's not in this one. But projection in the projection. If you look at the projection, which probably is not in here, in the
I'm actually Bertol. I'm looking at the profit and loss going back to the beginning of the fiscal year in October of 2020. I'm looking at the fiscal year 21. I want to look at the profit and loss statements for income and figure out exactly. Each month, how we're doing in terms of meeting our projected goal. So to get an idea of how we're going to do next year, and I can put it in a nutshell, in a narrative here. It seems like we have been getting to the point, I guess, especially since April, when Allegiance came online and it was synced nicely with the call center. We had a slight increase in our income, and we were hovering around averaging for the month since April of making our goal for $100,000 in listener support. And what we needed to do was increase that by about $25,000 a month to have a break-even budget without any grants, without any speculation about bequests, any windfall income, just based on listener support, raising that $125,000 a month. I want to know what your thoughts are about what are the chances that we can get there without grant writing. It's because it seems like, you know, it's incrementally creeping up. I know it requires a lot of work from you and Linda, and each month, sometimes each day, is exhausting trying to get these premiums and doing this on a daily basis. But what are you seeing there? Is there a possibility that we can gradually inch up towards bringing in that $125,000 a month?
Well, you know, I think, first of all, I think that, let me just clarify very quickly. In the budget explanation, I had projected that we would bring in about $100,000 a month. That's before that's gross. Okay, that's for the listener sponsors. So at 78.3%, so I was projecting close to $80,000 a month. We are averaging in our budget in our listener sponsors online. If you take the line row 8 in the profit and loss, and you add it to the row 20 PayPal, because it's also PayPal revenue.
Yep.
and you could actually even add also major donor, but you can just leave those two. Those two, we're averaging 83,000 net a month, right? Then we start doing another 18,000 of BI Buddy. So if you do 83,000 plus 18,000 of BI Buddy, so that's like $101,000 right there.
Right, but to meet the expenses, we actually need 125, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Time is up, folks.
Depending on the month. So now, if you have a little grant income or something like that, bequest, we had $205,000 in bequest. We had about $99,000 in grant income, and we had $23,000 in major donor. So that is bringing us pretty much pretty very close, like, you know, because of...
Right. But Bertel, if I could just refocus, the question was, without the windfall income, without the bequests, the major donations, the grants, what are the chances we can gradually inch up with that gradual increase that we're seeing and actually get to the 125 so that the windfall income can be just that? When we get it, it's wonderful. If we don't get it, it's not a crisis.
So,
especially now that borrowing is going to be so tight around the network. You know, with KPFK having a $151,000 deficit this for the month of July, we're not going to be able to borrow from the rest of the network. They're tapping out the affiliates and the archives.
Well, if we can keep this thing steadily, depending on also how we continue building our relationship with the major people who are raising money for us, then these past 4 months have shown a steady average increase. We are now at about $105,000 net, everything excluding the grant, the BPA and the $200,000 bequest. If you take those two things out, we're at about $105,000. So we are hoping we're on $26,000 short a month, $20,000 short a month. And, knocking out $20,000 a month is not an easy task, but it's also not a big, huge hurdle. It's a grant here. It's a major donor there, and it's a bequest here. And it's maybe increasing our BI Buddy to maybe $30,000, which is why we did get this Allegiance, a new thing. And the expenses of Allegiance is a lot less than that of Volusion. And I'm doing the analysis right now. What they're charging us is a lot less than what we used to be charged by our previous call center.
Time is up. Thank you, Bertel.
Okay. Time has been called.
Exactly.
Okay, time has been called. What do we want to do?
Figure out your next meeting.
Please let me finish. What we can do is we could have a motion to extend for 10 minutes and move to the next budget. To the next agenda item, which is set next meeting date, that would be a motion we could make. It would require a 2/3, of course. Actually, I'm going to do that. Okay. I'm going to move that we extend for 10 minutes and go to next item. Okay, so the motion is to extend the time for the meeting by 10 minutes and go to the next item, which means we go to the next item immediately. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none, that's what we're going to do. Okay, the next item is set next meeting date and... the time for the item itself is 5 minutes. but, you know, I've anticipated a thing or two, so. All right, so set next meeting date. Now, people have been bringing up the idea of a meeting in only 2 weeks. Bertold proposed that. Are you proposing that now, Bertold?
Yes. I mean, we haven't discussed one item yet of these expenses that I presented.
Okay,
you know,
and it's quarter to 10.
One challenge.
So, Bertold, are you proposing that we meet in 2 weeks, which is
yes.
October 6th?
Yes.
Bertold?
Yes.
Is that
he said yes
okay,
three
not,
times.
Okay, I'm not hearing him. Okay.
Okay,
yes.
Bertold
And
says,
talk about the budget.
Hold on a second. All right. So meet on 10-6. And we can make it... let's see, I'm phrasing this. How about... Okay, now, here's the thing. This committee has tried to meet at a two-week interval in the past. It has failed. It has failed over decades. So I want to make sure that if you are not going to be able to be here for a meeting 2 weeks from now, you must vote against this, all right? So, I mean, if people – is there anybody here who would like to say right now that they can't make it in 2 weeks?
What's the date, Paul?
Say again?
The date?
October 6th. Is there anybody who's a member who cannot make it on October 6th?
I can't make it.
Okay, that's one. Anybody else? All right. All right. So the motion becomes meet on October 6th. And, okay, Bertold, this is your motion to meet on October 6th. And do you want to make it meet on October 6th, and it will be about the budget only?
Yeah, and if everybody can send me their questions, challenge, and email in advance so that I can prepare the answers with details and documentation for them, that would be nice.
Okay. Now let me explain this a bit. So. So the motion then is to meet on October 6th, and it will be about the budget only. Now, the thing is, we will have to have a motion for the agenda. I will put forth a motion for the agenda that is only the required motion for the agenda and the budget, okay? Owing to a motion that was passed years and years ago, we have to spend as a maximum of 20 minutes on an agenda, and it has to be the first thing we do. So don't be surprised when we bring up an agenda next time, but I will have a draft agenda of the budget only. And then, well, okay, budget only plus next meeting date. How about that? Yeah, because we don't have one now.
2 weeks after that.
Okay. So it would be meet on October 6th about the budget and the next meeting date. Okay? So that is the motion that's on the floor. We can debate it. Anybody want to debate it?
Yes. May I ask you? One of the reasons why I'm not a member is because the requirement that the Finance Committee prepare a card to the public, and so I would like some clarification whether ongoing in this meeting on October 6th will have the required card, which was brought up, I guess, in a recent meeting.
What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah.
She wants a public announcement. Not good enough that she figured out to come today. She wants a public announcement.
All right, let's not let's let okay. Let's let
don't explain
that,
what she's asking for, Apple.
No, please don't explain.
No,
let's
Jack.
Not explain. Right. Just please let her continue with what she's about to say, and we'll get on with this.
Who was that was just speaking?
Me right now. Please, whatever you're going to say, say it.
I'm just saying that I think it was at a cab meeting or it came up, and I Neil was to follow up with you, R. Paul, because the requirement for the public announcement for some time now of the Finance Committee has not been put into effect, the card.
Are you making a motion?
Oh, no, please don't.
The main motion is what you proposed, R. Paul.
Yes, that's the motion. All right, so you've debated. Is there any further debate on the motion? Okay, I don't hear any more. So the motion is to meet on October 6th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, of course, about the budget only plus the next meeting date. All right? Everybody understand that? I hope. All right. And since Carolyn McIntyre says she can't make it, can we count that as a asking for an excused absence?
Yes.
Anybody object? Okay. Okay. Okay, so she's asking for an excused absence, and that can come up during excused absences at the 10-6 meeting. All right. Is there any objection to meeting, passing the motion to meet on October 6th at 7 p.m. telephonically about the budget only plus the next meeting date? And again, you know, you got to show up if you're voting for this. All right. Is there any objection? Hearing none, I think we just passed the motion. Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Move.
Motion to adjourn.
R. Paul?
Yes. Okay, there's a motion to adjourn on the floor. So unless something is going to overtake that, we're doing that. All right. Any objection to adjourning?
Excuse me. I know I cannot vote, but
yes.
I was on to ask one question, and it's quite brief.
Well,
this is L.
All right. Would anybody object to this one brief question, or does people want to go to vote on adjourning?
2 minutes. You have 2 minutes.
All right. Go ahead.
Question. In regards to the budget, is there a chief finance officer which actually makes the budget? If not, why not? Who are the members of the budget committee that actually forms the budget and Berthold presents it as manager of the station?
Berthold did it. That's it. Okay. Okay, so that answers that. It's Berthold. It comes out of Berthold. He works with NETA a bit and other people at the station. It's Berthold. All right. We have a motion to adjourn. Is there any objection to adjourning? Hearing none. It's passed without objection.
Our
meeting
Paul.
Is adjourned. Thank you.
R. Paul?
Yes.
Can you stay? This is Kim from Los Angeles.
Oh, my.
I'm just... you know, here, and I'm just sort of saying hello, and I listened to this, and it was interesting. I just want to comment, the KPFK's deficit is a lot more than 155. That's all.
Okay, thank you.
Close
all
to
right.
five.
This meeting is adjourned.
That
and
was the July number from the P&L.
Yeah.
I understand. Oh. It's wrong.
Yeah.
All right, I made another. Okay, we've got stuff in writing about this. People can read all about it, and I understand what you're saying. All right, thank you all for being here, and we'll be back in 2 weeks. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you, Paul.
Night.
Respect yourself, beloved community. Good night.
Quinn, come back to the next meeting.